As Barbados has dropped its COVID-19 protocols and urges us to take care of ourselves, there are those who are watching the situation in China very closely. They are asking whether the world could have a new surge of dangerous infections as a result of what's happening in China.
We just opened up after 2 years of isolation. Understandably, no one wants to go back to how things were. But perhaps we can use our past learnings to be better prepared. So we ask, is it time for the masks to return, for hospitals to prepare, oxygen cylinders, for testing to become more prevalent? Because after all, prevention is better than cure, and new COVID-19 waves originating in China should not be taken lightly.
That's a newscast out of India.
China reported 5 more deaths on Tuesday, but the low tally so far has not been in line with projections. So could China be fudging the numbers? They haven't officially declared even 6,000 COVID-19 deaths since the pandemic started, yet reports saying that there are lines at crematoriums across the country.
And even the World Health Organization is watching the situation closely.
WHO is very concerned over the evolving situation in China, with increasing reports of severe disease.
And U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
Anytime the virus is spreading or is moving around, there is the possibility that a new variant develops, that variant spreads even further, and it comes and hits us or hits other countries around the world. So we have a clear interest in that. And then, as we've seen, there are clear implications for the global economy, with China being shut down because of COVID.
Dr. Benjamin Cowlin is professor of epidemiology at the School of Public Health at Hong Kong University.
Within the next 1 to 2 months, there's likely to be a very large number of infections across China. And every time the virus has an opportunity to evolve, there's the possibility that a new subvariant or new variant could emerge. And with hundreds of millions of infections, that's a lot of opportunities to evolve. But at the same time, in other parts of the world, there's many, many COVID infections right now in India, in other parts of Asia, in Europe, United States, elsewhere. Many infections are occurring every day. So it's not like the virus is not already having a lot of opportunity to evolve. But of course, within a short space of time, it's quite possible that the virus will find a new direction to go from the infections that are going to occur in China. And we have to be alert to that possibility and prepared that there may be another maybe subvariant or maybe even a new variant that comes out of China and spreads around the world. So continuing to do virus testing and virus sequencing is really important, so we get as early warning as possible if that were to happen.
Professor Cowling makes this observation as well.
If you remember back to maybe 18 months ago when the Delta variant was sweeping around the world, we thought that was approaching the end of the pandemic, and by maybe September of last year, we thought maybe we won't have much more to worry about. And then the Omicron variant appeared and swept around the world with repeated waves, causing a lot of infections, mostly mild, but still Omicron has caused a lot of deaths around the world. There's still people who are vulnerable in our communities. There's still measures that can be taken. If a new variant were to emerge now, we'd have yet another challenge to face in the coming months. And maybe the coming winter in the Northern Hemisphere. We can take actions, for example, having booster campaigns to increase immunity in our old adults, because that immunity may have been waning in recent months from their previous doses. We can think about maybe even some public health measures if the situation requires. Hopefully that won't be necessary, but we need to keep an eye on the situation, and we need to be ready to deal with whatever does happen. Hopefully we won't have any further challenges with this particular virus, but it pays to be prepared.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.